Don't try to make
This is Dorktown episode 125.
Don't make a mockery out of her, man. She'll kick your ass.
I will kick your ass.
Really?
She's got the skills.
The subject matter tonight.
Dorktown.
I am Bells. Hi.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Mikey.
Hello.
Hi, Bells.
I wish we could do like an intro like fucking 90210. Where it's like each person is introduced, they are like sitting from behind.
Oh, yeah.
And then just do that turnaround. You know, and just have this stupid fucking look on your face, you know, each time. You're like, oh.
Or just catch you in some crazy scene.
I just cocked my eyebrows up, too. Like, oh, hey.
Oh, you're here,
look,
too.
Hi.
Look, I'm here,
Welcome
too.
To this show.
Welcome, guys.
Just right now, I'm turning around and I'm giving a face. It's usually the face of the father from the Walsh family.
Look at this
I think
face.
We used to call him the large man. He was.
Yeah, that was his nickname, the large man.
You know, he would turn around and give you this look like, I found that shit in your closet, motherfucker. That's the kind of look he gives
that
you.
That was his look.
Yeah. I found that shit in your fucking closet, motherfucker.
Look at this shit I found in your closet.
It's mine now.
I'm gonna sell guess it what, to, Brandon? It's mine, what, Brandon? You son of a bitch.
I'm going to sell it to Dylan, and he's going to do it.
He's going to fuck some really hot
and
bitches
gonna,
with it.
And then he's going to come over, and he's going to bang my daughter. That's what he's going to do.
Wow.
Because that's the large man. And Shannon Doherty was his daughter.
That's right.
Who, ergo, was having relations of the sexual kind with Dylan Burns McKay.
Wow, you knew his middle name. His middle name is Burns?
His nickname was Burns.
Okay, yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
You got
that's why the show didn't last. Because his middle name wasn't Burns.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's why it didn't last.
Tough thing, man. He banged everybody on that show. He banged Brian Austin Green. Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that episode?
Remember the Brian Austin
at the
Green
fucking,
and
at
Dylan
After Dark
DeWitt episode?
At the Peach Pit?
Yep. They're out behind the Peach Pit in the alley.
You know why they call it the Peach Pit, don't you?
The Peach Pit alley.
I guess you don't.
I don't. Why did they call it the Peach Pit?
If you don't know, then I can't tell you.
A lot of peaches were popped there.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
God, like I said, if you don't know, I can't tell you.
Oh.
Welcome, world.
Dorktown. Hello, Fresno and the
this
world.
Is all, yeah, this is probably going to be our
last episode.
And our Halloween.
Halloween special.
What do we have special about Halloween for this episode?
Nothing.
Exactly.
It's just scarier than before. Look at me.
It's just that it is.
It's just that.
Because randomly, I'm just going to, during the middle of the podcast, I'm just going to randomly go, rawr! Scare you. Scare the shit out of you.
Rawr!
Okay.
And then we'll know.
It's not you, episode. Mike. That's got to be me. You don't sound scary enough.
Sorry. Rawr!
Becky's just sounds like sexy. Mike's not so good.
Do it again, Becky.
Arr. No, I sound like a pirate. Arr.
No, you did it a little bit different.
Okay. What?
I don't know. There's something going on. So Halloween, Bells.
Yeah, happy Halloween. What are you dressed up as, a fucking clown?
Yeah.
You look like one.
Yeah. What's
what the fuck is a Carillion Engineering Corporation YT 1300 freighter?
It's a Millennium Falcon T-shirt, you son of a bitch.
Why is
there
so much
referring to my
description
Millennium Falcon T-shirt
on something that
because geeks need descriptions on a Millennium Falcon like as if it's an actual thing.
Yeah, they break things down.
Yeah, we break. If you're a geek,
you break
shit down.
You listen to Limp Bizkit and break stuff.
Yes. If you're a geek, you listen to Limp Bizkit.
Wow. Or if you're just a dumb shit, you listen to Limp Bizkit and Bruce Springsteen.
They're
I'm
the
throwing
same,
it out there.
They're
fuck
the same
you.
People.
Fuck you, Bruce.
Fuck you, Bruce Springsteen listeners. So what Fresno Halloween spells? What was your favorite costume? Can you remember a favorite costume when you were a kid? Let's go
kid.
In the
kid
side first.
Kid side. We didn't have a lot of money. So, like, the costumes I had to make up. Mm. Like, of shit that you had at home.
Yeah.
You know? I'll tell you some of my non-impressive ones.
All right. Yeah, that's more interesting.
One was, one was a consisted of a pair of jeans, a black muscle shirt.
It's already awesome.
You like it? For a belt, I decided to use a bike chain.
And this is a kid. This is a kid.
I painted my face green. Like almost like mask color green, you know, from the, you know, the mask.
Yeah.
But the thing was, at that time, I hated putting makeup on my eyelids and shit because it just bothered me. So I had giant circles around my eyes and my mouth of where I didn't apply any makeup whatsoever.
Awesome.
So picture like all this green makeup except for these giant circles on my eyes and my mouth, and I was fucking in a red bandana. That was my fucking costume.
And what did you say you were?
I was just like, hey, trick or treat.
I'm trick or treating.
I fucking got a bag.
I did something. Look, this is not what I normally look like.
This is what I do.
So that it's officially, it's a costume.
Yeah.
I hate those kind of costumes where it's just like somebody just like, just does some random shit.
And that's not the only time I
put some makeup on. And you're like, I get, what is that? I don't know. Is it a zombie? Nah, not so much a zombie.
It's it was my bed sheet and like this ripped up poster that I had and some trash.
It's a costume.
It's my costume.
Guess what? It's a costume.
Don't worry about
what it is. It's just a costume.
Yeah. Yep. I'll tell you what one of my favorite costumes was.
Go.
Is when I, and it was the party that I went to, and it was the costume that I went as the crow when the crow first came out.
Yeah. Oh.
So it was when it first came out, and I got a badass wig that was just like his, and my fucking makeup was done badass.
Wow.
Professional.
Badass.
Fucking badass. I thought I was the fucking crow.
Was that the makeup artist? Their tagline was, "We do makeup badass."
That's right. This is badass. Yep.
Nice.
Wow. And you got laid that night then.
I'm sure something happened. The crow was unleashed.
All right. Hey, baby, want to see my crow? And then you did that, and then she left. Yeah. Like, I'm out of here.
She's like, oh.
You're all crow.
No, you're fine to look at until you opened your mouth and spoke.
One of my most memorable Halloween nights in Fresno when I was young was
in Fresno.
Yes, wow. When my parents sent me away to
Great to Marin.
To Great America for the day.
Oh, you went to Great America
like a group
to and the then Bay.
I came back that night and there was like a full on freaking party going on at the house.
Fuck yeah, there was.
Like, yeah,
they're all damn it, Becky's back.
Damn it, the kids are back.
I thought she was gonna be gone all night.
Totally. They were fucked up. The whole
Who like, said for you to come
everywhere.
Back home?
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Excuse me, Rebecca.
Who said that you were allowed
to come back home this
evening? The next morning, my dad woke up and there are still people in the hot tub.
Wow. Just passed out in the hot tub?
No, just still.
Just like out. Enjoying it? Like, it's daylight morning.
They weren't passed out.
The day's still going.
They weren't passed out.
The party's still going. I have not partied, like continued to party once the sun has started coming up. That's like officially
No. You never pulled an all-nighter?
Yeah, I pulled an all-nighter, but I've been like, the sun comes up, all right, it's time to whatever, shut it down, go home, whatever it is you do. I've never done the just like, I'm still partying, it's the sun.
Oh, yeah, man.
The sun's up.
Continue on till the next day?
Keep
it going?
I've not done that.
Oh, it's fun.
I've done a beach party once like that.
I haven't done beach parties, but I've done some all-nighters.
There had to be... once the sun came up, what did you do? You kept...
I partied some more.
Really? You're just
whoever
like,
wanted a
the
party.
Sun's coming up, dude. Who wants a party?
Let's party. Hey, I was just partying. Yeah, well, you're going to keep on.
Guess what?
You're going to keep on.
You're in the fucking party hell right now, pal.
Now I go home, I fall asleep by 9 o'clock. I pass out on the sofa.
Yeah. That's how it's done now.
That's how it works. I have one Pliny the Elder left in my refrigerator.
Ooh. For a special occasion. But Plinys are meant to be drank quickly.
Right now, I'm drinking.
You're not an ager beer.
Right now, I'm drinking a Tamarack.
You don't cellar them.
What are you drinking?
Tamarack. I'm drinking a Tioga Sequoia General Sherman IPA.
Well, I'm actually literally drinking Tamarack.
TiogaSequoia.com.
Literally.
What?
I'm drinking it.
Good.
Right now.
We went to the Benefit for Life concert, and we had I had chocolate or coffee beer. It was really good.
The coffee concert thingy at Tioga.
Pacamara. Tioga Sequoia Brew Company.
Cafe Corazon and Tioga Sequoia teamed up and made a specialty.
You gotta pronounce it the right way. It's pronounced Cafe Corazon.
Oh, sorry. Cafe Corazon.
Carazon.
Our local coffee places.
This Cafe Carazon.
It was like coffee with a little bit of beer. It was like fizzy coffee. It was awesome. I loved it. But I love coffee. It was like you could drink that all night long to keep you up.
Yeah.
You could still have beer.
It probably should be illegal.
It's good for all nighters.
Yeah.
If you want to pull an all-nighter.
For me. If that was around, I'd get that every time.
Yeah. It would. But I talked to Mike from Tioga Sequoia, and he didn't think that was going to be like
a big
regular. No, it was like it was good. But yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be something they're going to do regularly. Yeah. They might do something similar to it. But yeah, it was a good beer. Saw the final moments of the Fierce Creatures, apparently.
Really? That was our last show?
When we walked in. Well, no, I think
so
they're just
the last
show
set,
with the guy.
The last minute of
the
last
set.
The
last set of with the singer.
Oh, wow.
And that was it, huh?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to those guys. Just, yeah. I guess you just can't keep things together when you're that good.
It's kind of funny. It happens right after their big old CD release, and everybody made a big thing about them doing their thing out in
the
mall.
For the love of the mall,
and then he pulls this shit. That's pretty selfish of him.
The light thieves are.
Don't you think?
Just follow
that?
The light thieves.
That's an earthquake, you guys.
Whoa.
That was an earthquake.
I felt that.
Holy shit.
There was Fresno.
Look at that.
There was a earthquake right now.
Fresno, that was a fucking earthquake. Whoa, we got to get online. People, get online.
That was an earthquake.
Wow.
We just had an earthquake during the podcast.
I have it on my Twitter.
I felt we're in our Dorktown Studios, which is a garage, and it's on a cement slab, which
we're in
carpet
California.
Underneath
we
it.
Are in California.
And I felt it move.
Yeah, we definitely have the lights swinging
and
stuff.
We have
some
lights above us
that
are
crazy.
Swinging.
And we never have earthquakes here. I grew up in the Bay Area, and I had earthquakes all the time. So as soon as it hit, I knew it.
That has been forever since I felt an earthquake.
Yeah.
Did just another one happen?
No, but...
Is what?
Is it an aftershock already?
Are we having a catastrophe? Is fucking John Cusack going to save me right now?
Earthquake tweet.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yep. Finally, I get to see Twitter. What happens on Twitter when there's an earthquake?
Everyone said it. Hey, wait.
What? Everyone listening, just let's go on Twitter. Let's all go on Twitter. Oh, wait. It's too late.
Wait.
Yeah,
that was like a. That's what I'm worried about.
I mean,
that might be Bay
so.
Area
Fresno
was LA.
Not. We're not under any fault. We're not above any fault. So when there's an earthquake here, it's from somebody else's earthquake.
Yeah.
I mean, Fresno has a lot of faults, but not of that kind.
Hey, ba-dum-bum.
I'm hot tonight, Mikey. Give me the dice.
Catch bells at the Chuckle Hut every weekday.
I like to play on. I'm there on Tuesdays and Thursdays when we've got prime rib on Tuesdays with a side salad.
Wow.
And with potato.
And our child is still asleep. We're monitoring that situation, guys, so don't worry about that.
I also play on Wednesdays when it's nacho night.
Nacho night. I'm big on nacho night, guys. Come on out, nacho night.
Nacho night. Come on by. Check me out.
Well, that was cool.
right. Well,
so you got. Not you're many welcome, people. Everybody.
Have
who
you ever heard of a podcast
town?
That's had an earthquake during the, yeah, the that recording was, of a podcast?
Russia. We shook the walls of hell tonight, Mike.
That's today we angered the podcast
today
gods.
We came and knocked on the door of hell. And they didn't. They didn't answer.
This is why we don't do a live feed, because I'm distracted by Twitter at the moment, and it sounds like shit, and it's not listenable. That's why I think I don't like radio. I don't like the podcasts that are focused on their live feed. Their live, you know, it's one thing that your podcast, and then you have your live feed going. Kind of in the background, you kind of don't pay attention to it, that's fine. But there's a lot of podcasts that are just all about their radio live feed, and the podcast is almost secondary. No, I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Because that's not what.
Because look, it sounds like this. Nothing.
That doesn't sound very nice.
Damn it. I'm just going to edit this out, Bells. Don't worry about it. Oh, what so are Bells? So Bells, what have you been doing? What have you been doing the past couple weeks in Fresno? Have you gone anywhere? Have you guys seen it?
In Fresno.
Where did you have dinner tonight? Where was the place you had dinner tonight?
I went to Chili's, motherfucker. What the fuck? You want?
You didn't go to fucking Chili's.
Is that podcast fucking fodder for you right there?
Where is New Idrea?
I went to Chili's and I got some. Good old-fashioned queso.
New Idrea, yeah. California. Where is that?
Have you guys heard of the Clovis Castle?
Huh? No, I haven't.
Yeah, look it up. Clovis Castle.
What's that about?
It's a castle in Clovis, and you can go there, get married.
Yeah?
They have three
Where
rooms.
In Clovis?
You can have sex in it, in the rooms.
Mm.
They have food. You can have sex with your food.
Nice. In the room. You can have sex in your room. In privacy or like as everyone watch?
Well, it depends. I mean, depends what package you choose.
You have the public package or the private package?
That's right. That is correct.
Well, what is this place? I'm confused.
It's off of Aubrey Road. So you take Copper to Aubrey, get on Aubrey like you're heading out to...
It's out there.
You're heading out to Prather.
Yep.
Once you pass gun range, it's going to be
gone. Is it coming up real quick?
You ain't gone too far, dumb son of a bitch. Let me finish my story. But it's close there. And there's a lighthouse. And you can have sex in the lighthouse.
Ooh.
There's a magnitude 6+.
What?
Yeah, look at that.
Where is that?
It said sand something.
Oh, you look it up or something?
Central Coast.
Oh, it's on the Central Coast?
New... Idrea, Idria, California.
What's kind of by it? What's like a city we know, town we know, but that's by that. This is breaking news that everyone already knows about when they're listening to this, but right now we're finding out as it happens.
There was an earthquake.
But that's pretty good.
Benito.
You already know where it's at. It's like it's been what 5 minutes ago. We already know where it was, where it came from. You came from the Central Coast?
Mm-hmm.
San Benito.
And it's 6-something by the size of it.
Oh, that's us.
That's it.
Which is... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking close to Aaron and Jen.
Is it?
Yeah. This is Watsonville right here.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Shit. I'm sure they felt it. Wow, Aaron, our frequent caller in.
The La Selva Beach Connection.
That's very close.
Why
isn't
he texting? Text him, Bells.
That's very unlike him to not text all his friends. I just had a huge earthquake.
It's midnight.
It's fucking, holy shit, it is midnight.
It's midnight, that might be one reason. He could be asleep.
Yeah.
Could be jerking off.
Midnight's usually when he jerks off.
I love earthquakes.
I don't know. He might be saying, damn, tonight's a good night.
The earth moves, baby.
I lived through the Loma Prieta earthquake.
I don't remember learning that one.
Do you? In Fresno, we felt that. Or actually, I was in L.A. during that.
Mm.
Look, Bell's a slow word. He started looking at the fucking lights. He thought something
they're
was
still,
happening.
They're still swinging a little.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we're going to get any aftershocks.
We could.
That one is swinging a little bit more. Like maybe there was an aftershock.
Could have been.
Yeah, now you're looking, huh?
Now I'm a little worried.
You thought you caught me slipping. Now I caught you slipping.
What?
Yeah.
But I lived up on this hill overlooking the valley. I lived actually in Mill Valley, this town called Mill Valley. And I watched like the valley just kind of move as the earthquake was coming through. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, most people that live up there see the whole earth move that way. Crazy.
I lived through the Whittier quake in Los Angeles when I was living in Los Angeles. Whittier quake was a big one.
That was right before
class started. It was like, you know, so everybody was there at school. Everybody was still out, not inside classroom. And it hit, and it was like a movie scene. It was exactly how you see something in a movie scene where everyone starts, you hear all the girls are screaming. There's all the screaming, and people were like, everyone was just kind of like running, not knowing where to run, and people were bumping into each other, and people were falling down, and there was shit like dropping and stuff. It was like exactly like
fucking
a movie.
Fucking meteorites and shit. Asteroids.
Meteorites are dropping.
Cows.
Fucking falling out Larry of the sky. Bird fell out of the sky.
Holy shit!
All
Larry
kinds
Bird.
Of crazy shit.
A whole bunch of Larry Birds falling out of the sky.
It was, and like part of, like, we had a bunch of damage at our high school and everything.
Oh, wow. It's all highlighted now.
Well, if you get a heavy flow of Larry Birds, man, it's gonna damage.
They're gonna damage some shit.
I mean, shit's gonna get
some
damaged.
Larry Birds falling down from the sky. Shit's gonna get damaged.
Just because it's called bird doesn't mean it can fly.
Wow.
So we're having an earthquake. We're having fun with that.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Drinking beer.
Fucking party.
Drinking some Tioga Sequoia. It's like really early in the morning now.
Yeah, man. I'm partying.
Having some fun.
Doing all nighter. It's 5 minutes into the morning.
Some fun.
Doing all nighter right
now. Podcasting.
Like, we're going to podcast for the next 4 hours straight. We're gonna drink every single beer that's in there.
Yeah, wait for the next.
Sit here and
wait for the next
us.
Aftershock.
That's right.
That's awesome.
We've been doing some podcast promo exchanging going on with other podcasts. Back when we – remember when Flowing with Famous was a rival of ours? And we did –
And they lost.
Do you remember a podcast promo we did for us? You don't even remember. We used to do podcast promos. You remember?
We got paid a lot of money for that. I retired off of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're back doing them again, and we did one for Growler Radio, and now the incanaudio.net/growlerradio/thedrunkardscall, they sent one for us now to listen to. And we're going to listen to
it. Let's listen to it.
And hope that we don't die from
the
earthquake.
I hope they mention my name.
Hey, folks. It's the guys from Growler Radio. Hope your ears are ready to be pleased because you're listening to Dorktown Radio, the world's best podcast about Fresno, California. Fresno, California, home to the General Sherman, world's largest tree.
The city's name is Spanish for the ash tree.
You say ash tree?
No. Ash.
Ass. Okay.
I heard ash.
Ass.
Fresno is claimed to be one of the most haunted cities in the world,
but it also holds the record for most reported ghost molestations.
I want to be touched by a ghost.
I would love to get Patrick Swayze'd one day.
Yeah, I'd love to get Bill Cosby'd in the behind.
Home to Foster Farms.
The world's leading chicken slaughter institution.
Fresno, comically referred to as the Bakersfield Kissin' Cousin.
All this grandeur and more awaits you from the beautiful Fresno, California. This is Dorktown. All right, well, I think we got it.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to add that the 2000 census told us that Fresno has the most pre-op transsexuals in California.
Wow. That's the best stat ever.
Nice.
You know, it's really too bad that we didn't bring up that you can't get drunk on playgrounds there, because that's one of the laws that they've got.
But I feel like that's what Dorktown's all about.
One more. I was going to say that... It's Oakland's gay Latin cousin.
I was going to say, wasn't Hanging with Mr. Cooper about Fresno? What was the song, Micah, to Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Cooper.
Fuck. Cock. I choked.
There you go.
Wow.
Thanks, boys.
Yeah. That was nice. You know, we are also number one in fucking, we're the drunkest city.
Yeah.
In the world.
We're the poorest city. We
forgot about the cool
city.
Shit that we do.
We're the coolest shit.
We're the coolest shit. We've got the most DUI checkpoints.
We feel the most other people's earthquakes.
And our chief of police shoots to kill.
He is a shaved head and he shoots to fucking kill.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't fuck with him. His kids.
They got quotas. He's got quotas. He wants 10 heads on his mantelpiece
a month. That's his quota.
10 heads. Go on, do it.
Come on, test him.
Go on, do it.
Test him.
Try him. See how you turn out.
All right, well. Still.
What the fuck is a Carillion Engineering Corporation?
Stop referring to my fucking badass Millennium Falcon t-shirt. You son of a bitch. I think it's time for a fucking music break.
I just don't understand. I hope it's Skid Row. And I hope it's Get the Fuck Out.
This is Skid Row. Get the fuck out.
This fucking show's going downhill.
All right. It's actually Fresno Man, Old Tire Swingers.
Are they singing Get the Fuck Out?
No. I would like to hear them do cover it, Get the Fuck Out.
Why don't you go do that then?
They've been pretty big. They toured the States, they toured Europe.
Like Belgium?
Yeah, probably Belgium.
How many chicks did they get in Belgium?
you wish you knew.
Were they chicks?
They were Belgium chicks.
Oh, you heard about them Belgian chicks, haven't you?
Yeah, what do they do?
I don't know, man. I don't know what they do. I don't want to repeat.
The Old Tire Swingers. November 10th, they have a huge show at the Hanford Fox Theater. So watch out for that. But let's hear.
How big is Hanford Fox Theater?
It's pretty nice size. I think it's in, you know, in the Tower Theater range. Mm-hmm. I think it's bigger than the Tower Theater, actually. But let's hear some Cricket Hollow from the Old Tire Swingers here in Dorktown, episode 125.
Rock on. Rock and roll. Carillion Engineer.
Shit.
Windshield Tire Swingers. Make sure to check them out at the Hanford Fox Theater. Big show. Big kind of homecoming show for them. November 10th.
Steve Perry might be there.
Steve Perry might be there. OldTireSwingers.com.
Steve Perry's there. I'm going.
He might. That's where he's from.
Yeah, that's where he's from. And he's got nothing to do that night. Because he's got nothing to do. He's not singing in Journey anymore.
No, he's not. He's just pissed off he's not in Journey anymore.
Well, he lost his job to his Filipino dude or something.
Some other dude. Isn't that like the second guy from a Journey tribute band that they have now? Playing in Journey?
They had someone else before.
Yeah.
And then they can't. Can you imagine being that guy? Hey, Hey, Neil Sean wants you to go in. Neil Sean wants you to go into his dressing room. He wants to talk to you.
I was like, oh, he wants a blowjob.
Hey, Neil. Is it that time of the month again? Neil says, yes, it is, but no. I don't need you anymore. Your singing is not as good as this Filipino clown I found off the fucking road, man. Check it out.
and then he just calls Perry. Says, "Hey, stay in Hanford, Perry. I don't need you. We got a Filipino guy.
Replacement singer one. Meet Filipino. The Filipino just like slices his head off with a machete real quick, and that's how he becomes a singer.
That's how I just want to see Steve Halloween Perry, style. And I want to see him with feathered hair.
All right." Just to give you an earthquake update, I texted our what happened?
What? Texted who?
Texted Aaron the Silva Beach Connection. I didn't ask how the family was or anything. I just asked, is his hot tub okay?
Yes. We're concerned about the hot tub.
That's all I'm concerned about.
That's all. We care about.
So I don't know what's happening over there in the Central Coast and earthquake coast.
Game?
Yeah. We have an or game.
Or game.
Or game.
Or game.
And we don't have a guest that we thought maybe we would have a guest, but we don't have a guest. So
and we do. We have the invisible
mute. We have to fill in with an or game.
We have the invisible mute on our show today.
Yes.
Hello, invisible mute.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Wow, Becky. Wow. You're not really following that.
That's a bad invisible mute.
No.
You didn't see that one coming.
Oh my God!
No.
No wonder we're the lowest rated podcast in podcast directory.
I know, and we do our own fucking top 10 list. We can't even make our own list.
Nope, can't make it.
Oh man, that's how bad we are. But we're so bad. We're
go
that
check
good.
That out on Dorktown on that Dorktown.net.
Thank you for that.
War game. All right, kids.
Thank you.
San Francisco.
What?
Or Portland.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. That is a fucking serious question. San Francisco or Portland?
San Francisco.
Ooh, Becky went San Francisco.
Of course I went San Francisco.
Why San Francisco for you, Becky?
Because I grew up there. I spent every like teenage moment on my weekends going to Haight Street and going into the city and partying. And I just have really good memories there. I've lived there.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a love for the city.
I've lived there as well. San Francisco or Portland? Yeah, you've lived there as well, but you also have a lot of ties to Portland, like Becky does.
But did you grow up in your teenage years, like in high school?
No, I was early 20s.
But really, we're trying
early
to really 20s, just kind of
primed,
get it. San Francisco or Portland? Where are you going to live?
Now?
San Francisco.
Now,
ooh, yeah,
a family, Portland,
ooh.
Single, San Francisco.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's how I...
Fair.
You know?
I'm choosing either. I'm asking the question.
No, you have to pick one.
No, you got to pick one, you dipshit.
You I choose dipshit. Neither. I choose neither.
I'm
going to
push
out
of this question. I'm like Bells. I would choose... Now, you know, I have a full-on family. I'm going to say Portland.
Yeah.
San Francisco is no place for a fucking family.
Especially a fucking family.
Yeah. It's made for single people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is a bit. I do agree with you there.
Okay. Soundgarden or Pearl Jam?
Oh, my God. Really?
Becky, Soundgarden or Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam.
You just like that Pearl Jam's mellower?
I like the music better. That's what I was thinking overall. Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like individual songs, some individual songs I may like better by Soundgarden, but like overall, as like, do I like most their songs? Yes, Pearl Jam over Soundgarden. So there. Is that a good answer for you?
Bells. Pearl Jam. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Ditto.
I was kind of thinking you would go Soundgarden.
No, I sing more songs of Pearl Jam than I do Soundgarden. I listen to more Pearl Jam than I did Soundgarden. I own more Pearl Jam albums than I do Soundgarden.
Wow. That's interesting.
I like Soundgarden. Don't think I don't.
Yeah,
like
I understand that. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, you gave me a choice, Mike.
I did.
And I had to fucking saw.
Wow.
One of them. Saw 12. Coming.
I say Soundgarden. I highly respect. I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan and highly respect their stuff. But if I'm gonna have one or the other band in my car forever, I'm gonna go with Soundgarden just because it's a little more aggressive. I like the more aggressive stuff.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I go with Pearl Jam for that.
Yeah, I can see. Okay. That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like a little aggressive music when you're driving, huh?
Okay.
You like to be aggressive?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you like aggressive?
Into aggressiveness?
Finish that novel? Mm-hmm. A lot of characters? Yeah. He's going to overcome some stuff? Something he's going to overcome?
Almost done with that one. What chapter are you on?
Brian? Woods/lake camping or beach camping?
Woods camping.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'd rather be in the woods camping.
You'd rather be in the woods or than the beach camping?
Yes.
Why? Absolutely. Why is that?
I would rather be sleeping up in the mountains where you've got beautiful scenery, you've got lakes, go fishing, than, you know, out in some sandy ass bullshit, loud fucking oceans crashing.
Oh,
bullshit!
Wow.
Windy, nothing around you. You know.
So when you're visiting the ocean, you're like, "This is a bunch of loud bullshit. This is a bunch of loud bullshit."
I've done a lot of camping on both, and I say still, yeah.
The woods. With the woods as well. Yeah. Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wait, because every time you go to, when you go to the beach, I'll put it to you this way: you go to the beach, you see the same thing every time you go to a beach.
True.
Sand and fucking water.
Yeah. Once in a while, you see some dolphins come by.
You're in La Selva Beach. The crashing of the wave. Right, I like that noise.
That's really, yeah. That's the crashing of the wave is nice.
Yeah.
I would rather see. You're gonna go see something different every time.
You rather hear a wook. You rather hear a Bigfoot in the back, way out in the back.
Yeah,
woods.
Especially an Asian one. Oh, so what are they? What's a sucker? What's a sucker? I got one of the Bigfoot. You have bugles.
You hear me? I'm Bigfoot.
Where's Mosquitoes?
Are you scared? I'm Bigfoot.
You have Fritos?
Look at me back here. I'm Bigfoot. I may come up in your campsite. Look out. I get some banana.
That's a reference from about 5 years ago, a Dorktown episode from 5 years ago.
I remember that.
Yep. Okay. I would say, woods camping as well, by the way. Anyone cares?
Yeah.
Prince or Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
Ooh. Is there any particular reason? Because you like the moonwalk better?
He had been doing it longer.
He
had been doing it longer.
At the time of his death, he
Michael
had been doing
Jackson,
it
just purely because I had a lot of childhood memories, like dancing to Off the Wall. And
Off the Wall. Solid, underrated album, Off the Wall.
Oh, it was awesome. And then Thriller. So I had a lot of good memories. And I had a poster of him above my bed when I was young. I don't know why my mom allowed me to do that. But
why wouldn't she allow you to have a Michael Jackson poster?
Over my bed.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, how old?
But she was didn't the want one in his yellow sweater, like and he was looking all preppy.
And his penis over my bed with his penis out. You think that was maybe that's why she didn't let it?
It was all I don't cute. Know. But yeah.
I'm going to say Prince because he's a badass guitarist.
Yeah, exactly. But exactly, and that's where
he's
I was going.
He's an underrated guitarist, Prince.
He's awesome.
You don't think about Prince him as being fantastic. A guitarist, but he's a badass guitarist.
Prince is wonderful.
Okay, one so. More for you guys here in this or game. This is a big one.
Right. Oh, shit.
All right, let's see what you got.
Coach Manchu or Graciela Moreno's Dorito chip?
Coach Manchu.
Wow.
Oh, what the? Wow.
Are you just because you're scared? Is that why?
I think he's. I think he's been
he's
around
the
a lot.
Greatest.
Longer. He's the greatest.
I don't know who's the been original. Around longer than he's before Graciela Moreno's Dorito. Dorito chip, yeah. I think Coach Manchu was the first.
Coach Manchu started Dirt
Town
a trend.
Character.
I say Graciela because I hate her the most.
What?
And,
what?
And she's got
hate's
dust,
a strong word.
Dust to fly in. So.
Yeah. We're getting a call right now. Oh. I'm here in the dark line. I'm gonna go ahead and pick it up.
All right. Hello, you're on Dork Town. Oh. Yes, you are on Dorktown. This is Bells.
I've been listening, producer Becky, and I just heard what just happened right now. I'm going to see you later, Bells.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Graciela Moreno's Dorito chip, who apparently is so good at her job, she's already called in to get this news to you.
See? What the fuck is your problem, producer Becky? Ooh. You got a problem with me? You got a fucking problem with me?
I can probably crack you in half.
Oh, yeah?
Here, ooh, I have a chip.
Wow.
Guess what? I know where the fuck you are. You planned to step to me, you bitch?
How are you going to find me?
Oh, I'll find you.
Graciela Moreno knows
or
where
GPS.
I am?
I know. I have a tracker on Bells' phone.
Connection.
I have a tracker on Bells' phone right now. I see where he's at. I see where you're at right now. I won't reveal it because I'm a newswoman to the rest of the people. But I know where you're at. Mm-hmm. And I will be there.
Wow, this sounds like some...
To exact justice.
Novella or something. Telenova. Mm-hmm. Ella right now.
Mm-hmm. You're a telenovela.
You're...
How's your novella doing?
My what?
See, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I remember. You're minions. Hey, you're minions. You guys are the circumcised, right? You guys like to circumcise? Is that what you guys like to do?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure, we like to
I
do
like
that.
That. I like that.
Yeah,
I like
okay.
it. I like it.
I don't like the hoodies.
I heard that Liz Harrison's landing strip called in.
I listened to that episode.
She sounded like she was in competition with you.
She has some stuff going on. It's okay. I let her go.
Oh.
She's dealing with some things.
Bad things?
Yeah. She has problems picking out the right blouse for the newscast. I let her go.
Right.
I think, oh my God, I'm really not feeling it tonight. I just wanted to talk to producer Becky. Cause she fucking pissed me off.
Yeah. I've heard it before.
Yeah,
I'll be outside waiting outside the studio.
Nothing new.
With my bulldog gang of friends.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
Wow, Graciela's got bulldog gang connections.
Apparently.
That's pretty fucking badass.
I don't feel comfortable talking.
I didn't feel comfortable for their phone call. She wasn't funny at all. I was waiting for, you know, it's one of those things where you're waiting for them to be funny and they just never are.
Yeah, I think she just wasn't feeling it today.
Hey, that Civil War Revisited is coming up. You ever been to that, Bells? Where they reenact the Civil War out there at Kearney
no,
Park
I have,
or whatever?
I have not seen the
You've
Civil
never
War.
Been out... Excuse me. You never been out there? It's like the biggest Civil War reenactment. Damn it.
You haven't? Really?
You've never
seriously?
Been out?
You haven't
really?
Been out
you've never
no,
been out there?
No, motherfucker. I've never been there before.
Fuck. It's the biggest Civil War reenactment ever.
I got invited to a child's birthday out there. I can't.
Welcome to Fresno.
There you go.
We're having our kids' birthday out there at the Civil War reenactment.
Yeah, I took them out there. I'll let them shoot my musket.
It's the biggest. It's one of the biggest in the country. Certainly the biggest and left of the Mississippi.
Oh, really?
And it's been like that for years. I don't never understood it. There's never been a civil anything related to the Civil War in the West Coast, but from some reason Fresno has got the biggest reenactment. I don't know why, but I was really hoping Bells would come up with something there.
Yeah,
but
well, I got nothing for you.
He's got nothing for me.
Because so we have probably big on. Parks and cheaper places to stay, and it's central.
We're all about central here.
They got brothels.
I always talk to my boss about. We got how solid brothels, so
massage parlors.
We got solid. Oh, Becky.
Oh, didn't Mikey get like a massage parlor? I heard Mikey got a Thai happy endings massage.
Yes.
You got happy endings, buddy?
I didn't get a happy ending.
Somebody did they ask you for a happy massage ending? For my birthday?
I didn't ask for it.
Did they tap you on your nuts? I understand that's what they do.
Oh,
they
really?
Tap you on your nuts.
No. That's like the signal.
Oh, it's like, hey,
hey,
I double tapped you. Do you want some?
No.
I didn't get a nap tap. A
double tap?
His wife sitting next to him.
Double tap?
I didn't get that. No. She just said, you're done. You're done.
You said, no, I'm not done.
No, I'm not done at all, actually.
I'm not done at all, actually.
See, you massage? I want to give a Fonzie out to the Swede Fest. Swede Fest is coming. Brian Rocky may be on here before the Swede Fest. Or maybe I'm flowing with Famous. I don't know, but we'll have him on to talk about the Swede Fest. But we all know, we've had them on before. SwedeFest.com. And that's Swede with WSEDE Fest.com.
It's fantastic. It's
we had a
check
Swede.
It out.
We never submitted it.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
we'll do a new one.
With the action figures. We'll do a new action figure Swede.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Lando catches.
I have a good idea for a real easy
Lando
one.
Catches his robot bodyguard sleeping.
Okay.
With C-3PO.
Ooh. Sleeping quotes.
Yeah.
And C-3PO is being a protocol droid. He's protocoling him real good.
He's fluent in over 6 million languages.
I want to give a Fonzie A out to the Warthogs for this.
Hey, the Homebrewers Club of Fresno, the Warthogs.
We got invited to the Hogtoberfest. You have to know somebody that actually belongs to the Warthogs, and we got invited, and it was so fun. It was all homebrew, and I had this really good one called Imperial Stout. It was good.
Yep.
It was like this really big
some
property.
Good homebrewers here in Fresno. Wow. Yeah, the best part is like it's on this guy's property. Mm-hmm. He's what now? What's the guy that owns it? What's
oh,
he
he's
do?
An orthopedic surgeon.
Orthopedic surgeon. He lives on the river. If you know Fresno, the end of Van Ness, you go to the end of Van Ness, you go to the left, it's Fig Garden Golf Club. You go to the right, there's, you know, a road, and that's where he lives, down that road.
All the way.
He's on the river. He's got this nice grass right up to the river. The water is right up. He's got, you know, like a nice grass backyard, but the river is right up to it.
Yeah. And it's all
pretty
his
awesome.
Bushes
he's got
are
a little,
different animals.
He's got a little bridge.
Cut into different animals.
He's got a couple canoes, his own canoes. He's got a trampoline there that's, like, dug into the ground. It's crazy,
this
man.
Crazy treehouse. He told me, I was talking to him, he told me that he gets in that river every day, and he has all his, he showed me as this area where he keeps all his soaps and shampoos, and he actually bathes in the river
he
every day.
Bathes he bathes in the San Joaquin River.
Up the river every day, and then comes back, and he's an orthopedic nude. Surgeon. Every orthopedic person, like chiropractor or orthopedic surgeon that I've been around or in my relation with my back issue, have been really like fitness freaks
and like being nude and stuff.
I like to swim nude in the river.
Everyone likes to swim
swimming
nude
upstream
in the river. Come on, Mike, that's craziness.
Right below the Stephanopoulos, that's where his house is.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet property. Fun. One of the best properties in Fresno.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Must be nice.
Bells, you got a Fonzie A's here? Mm. Dirt Town.
Not really. Not really.
Fuck, like, dude, you've ruined it.
You know?
You've Fonzie ruined this
a
episode.
I'm going to give a Fonzie A out to Zubu. Oh, Boozoo. Yeah. Zubu.
Yeah, tonight. Man, the zoo.
We went out to the zoo tonight. Yeah.
What's the new seal exhibit like at night?
Dark.
There isn't any like light, special lighting in there?
Nope, no lighting. It was dark.
Oh, okay.
There was that fucking Captain Davy Jones was there taking pictures with people.
Holy shit. It,
like Davy pirate
Jones
chick.
Davy Jones is locked.
A pirate chick?
Yeah, octopus.
Octopussy was there?
Octopussy was there.
Nice.
It's pretty sweet. Belle was there.
Belle.
Next to Octopussy. Making out with each other.
I don't know what that is. Mexers, what, you got anything? Remember to go to dorktown.net. Remember to support indie podcasting. Also, I have another podcast, Flowing with Famous. That's back in action.
Whatever.
Flowingwithfamous.blogspot.com. If you like Fresno Talk, you'll love Flowing with Famous. It's all Fresno.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen to that one.
So.
Yeah, go listen to that show.
Listen to that and drink Pacamada.
They're not going to make it again. It doesn't matter.
Okay,
don't. Don't drink that, it. Then. Don't drink anything.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
That sucks.
Is anything
Halloween
fun? Everything good. Never sticks around. Special. Hey, show's not quite over yet. If you like listening to Dorktown, you know, thank you. And I'm sorry. But also, we're not the only that podcast out there that's somewhat okay, slightly listenable indie show out there. There's a lot of them out there that you should check out, such as...
Hello there, I am the Angry Ginger.
And I am Jeremy.
Also known as McBlizzard.
You know, I gotta tell you, Jay, and I mean this in the most disrespectful way possible.
Yeah.
That has got to be the dumbest nickname you have ever came up with in your life.
I didn't come up with it. You said it.
You came up with it and decided to make it a nickname. Been called a lot of things in my life. That one pretty much, no.
You earned it. You're welcome. You may have heard of me. I've come from a podcast, TLPS, also known as The Last Podcaster Standing. I have decided to do the unthinkable and start my own podcast with another group of friends. McBlizzard, that would be you.
Yeah.
You'd be one of them. Also, we've got some other friends listening. It's Bacon. TK1 from TLPS has been known to show up once or twice. Angry Oz Geek from Australia. And hopefully a few surprise guests along the way. We are the show that asks the question, what do you geek out about? So far, we've geeked about this. Now for the Deaf Boy Mute Show. And you can hear me in the closet going, Mute Man! Who am I and why do I podcast? Better yet, why are you asking a ginger?
This is a monarchy, just so we're clear. Yeah.
A monarchy?
Jay is king.
Actually, it was my ego that announced it.
Your ego, yes.
And then I had to put it down. I had to put it to shame.
Amazing ego.
You do what you want with your life.
Right.
I'm proud of you.
Right.
But no more on the show. And Slave Leia is making rounds talking to people. The guys are like, holy shit. They're checking out. Like, hey. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, I got to ask you a question. She goes, yes, I have panties on.
I've been called worse. It's very hurtful when it's in a birthday card from your grandmother.
Oh, my God, you're Kevin Bacon. I went, no, I'm Mike Bacon. But anyway.
He'd be like, oh, check that out. I'm rubbernecking like a fucking giraffe looking like the hot chick, right? Always can never find the hot chick. And he'd be like, you see that car go by? And then same thing with me. I'd be like, oh, check that out. And he's fucking looking for the GTO. Like, where is it? Couldn't find it. And I bet you it took us 6 months before we fucking realized what the hell was our problem.
Yeah.
I'm walking the floor and all of a sudden I look next to me and there's this fucking Elvis dude. And I was like, I look at him, you know, because you got to check out these people in costumes. But it was the Honky Tonk Man.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah. He's walking the fucking floor, and he looked sad as shit. Like, we grew up, my mom would take all of our shit, throw it in a trash bag, throw it in the storage room. Well, he'd sneak in the storage room, rip open the trash bag, grab a stuffed animal, go beat the fuck out of it.
And then put it back. Alright, Ginger, enough of that shit. Where the hell can you find us at?
Oh, that was some good clippage right there. You can find us at www.7daysageek.libsyn.com.
And don't forget about Stitcher and iTunes.
Ah, yes, Uncle Steve's site.
Also, find us on Twitter.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter, that little blue fucking bird that likes to poop on you. You can find the show at 7daysageek, at 7daysageek, with a 7 in the middle of 7, or rather, in the beginning of 7. A 7 in the 7.
Wait, I'm confused. What the fuck is our Twitter?
How about I just spell it out for you?
That'd be good.
At S7, the number, EVENDAYSAGEEK. That's 7daysageek with a 7 after the S. You got it?
Got it. Yes.
It's difficult.
It is.
It's just like it sounds.
I got the best text right now.
You do?
Yes.
To him?
Yes. What are you saying? Is your hot tub okay?
Nothing else.
That's it.
Hot tub,
is your hot tub okay?